Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
We are in 1 Peter chapter 4. If you have been with us the last several weeks, you know that we are just taking our time verse by verse through 1 Peter because there's some amazing truths in this letter that Peter wrote, not only to his original audience so many years ago, but truths for us today. And so I want to read to you as you follow along with me, 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 7, and then I'm going to share with you what God kind of put on my heart this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they may be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the Spirit. Now, verse 7, pay attention to verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And that was going to be the title of my sermon today, that you may pray. And I got to tell you, I studied this passage and worked on it all week. I had this amazing message for you today. And then this morning I got up and I kind of reviewed it and was praying. And then God spoke to my heart. And he said, John, look back through this passage. What is Peter asking God's people to do? Well, he's asking us, first of all, to have the same attitude as Christ, which we are striving for. He says we need to stop sinning, which we need to stop sinning if you're sinning. He says we need to do the will of God. We need to earnestly seek out the will of God and then do it. Then he says we need to be alert and of sober mind. And then he concludes this section by saying, do all this so that God's people may pray, so that you may pray. And I had this message all planned out about prayer and all these wonderful points and examples and illustrations. And then God touched my heart and said, listen, you know, it's good to talk about prayer and it's good to teach about prayer. And actually, as I'm thinking about the fall, we are going to ramp up as a church to do some real serious teaching on prayer, both how to pray effectively in private, which Jesus calls all of us to do, to be prayer warriors in our prayer closet at home. Also, how to pray in public. There's a reason why we are called to publicly pray. But then there's a time where we just need to do it. Like Nike says, just do it. And so rather than preach this full-blown message, God impressed upon my heart that we need to take the rest of the time that we have today and just pray. That's what Peter is asking and urging God's people to do. All these things lead up to the fact that we must be people of prayer, especially in light of the fact where he says the end is near. And so rather than get all worried or anxious-filled or anxiety-ridden because the end is near and we see how things are happening in the world around us, our response is to be people of prayer. Because what prayer does is it causes us to humble ourselves and admit that we are dependent upon God. For God is the one who is our strength. He's our power. He's our supplier. And so what I feel led to do today is just lead us in guided prayer. Because we need to be a people of prayer. That's what Peter tells us to do. So that you may pray. I hope that every day you spend alone time with God. That you have a place at home or you go for a walk. Whatever your routine is. And you spend daily quiet time with God. Nothing will refresh your soul as speaking to God, but also listening to God. As we pray in public together, yes, we need to lift our voices to God, but don't be anxious if there's silence, because it's in the silence that we hear God's voice very clearly. Now, some of you don't like to pray in public at all, and I understand that, but I want to encourage you. If you're one of those people that maybe makes you nervous or you're scared to say a prayer in public, you're among friends, you're in a safe place, and God wants to hear you lift your voice to Him. And it doesn't have to be a big fancy prayer at all. It can be as simple as, God, I praise you. It can be as simple as, God, thank you. It can be as simple as, God, help me. Or, God, save me. Or, God, I need you. Or, God, I love you. But as I am going to lead us in this time of public prayer, I will mention some items that I feel like we need to pray about. And if God impresses upon your heart, right where you're seated, pray as you feel led. And then after we have some time of corporate prayer, I will close us together in the Lord's Prayer, which is the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. But I just felt very strongly this morning that as Peter tells us to do, he tells us to pray. So let's do it. To begin, would somebody lift up a prayer to God and just say, God, I praise you. We praise you. We praise you this morning. Would somebody do that for us this morning?
God, we praise you for giving us life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Someone else, lift up a prayer of praise. Amen.
Forces us to go out and face the unknown.
Amen. Praise God. Someone else, lift a prayer of praise to God.
We praise you, God, and hope that you guide us in the way you would have us go.
Amen. Amen. Someone else, a prayer of thanksgiving to God.
Thank you, Father, for being our Father.
Yes.
Thank you for us knowing that you will supply us with everything we need.
Amen.
We will never do without. When I pray to God for something I need, I don't ask for it because he's already given it to me.
Amen.
I accept that and believe it for
me. Amen.
So thank you, Father, for everything. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Church, I believe this pleases the Lord and honors the Lord. For Jesus said, my house will be a house of prayer. This is one of the most important things we can do is pray. Anyone else want to say a prayer of praise? Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Mighty God, just want to thank you this morning for means of communication.
Yes.
That we can speak our needs, our grievances, our everything. We can lay at your feet, Lord, and that you hear us, and that we can trust that you will honor us, Lord, on hearing and answering your
prayer. Amen. Lord, you've heard the praises and thanksgivings of your people. We want to be and need to be a people of praise, for you indeed supply our every need. We do praise you, God. You are Almighty God. You are Creator God. You've created heaven and earth. And you've created this earth so perfectly that is able to sustain life and nurture life. And we are the beneficiaries of your creative handiwork. We do praise you, Father, for sustaining us and providing for us and being there for us. You are indeed our rock, our fortress, and we thank you and we praise you. Amen. That's how I believe we should begin with prayer, always praising God, thanking Him. It puts us in the right posture before Him. And now there's some serious issues that I'd like for us to publicly and collectively pray about this morning, as I just made a list of pretty heavy issues. If you've been watching the news, you know that parts of Kentucky are experiencing huge flooding. Already many lives have been lost, families have been lost, little children have been unfortunately killed. We need to pray for the flooding in that part of the country. We've had our fair share of heat this last week, but there are places around the country that are experiencing even worse heat than we are. And so would one or two of you pray specifically for the precious people in Kentucky? People have lost their homes, lives, property, and they're going to have to rebuild. So let's pray for this part of the country and what they are experiencing. Would somebody lead us in prayer for that? Yes. Yes. Have mercy, God, yes.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Yesterday and today and forever. The God of mercy.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. Yes. Yes.
Father, we pray that you will bring comfort to them, pray for the relief workers who will be heading there, and that effort that you will have your hand in it, and that your power and mercy and compassion will be shown. And just thank you in advance for what you're going to do there, Lord.
Yes. Yes, hear our prayers, O God. Yes.
Lord, in a few weeks, my son and I are taking a trip.
Mm.
We're going to have to go through some of that area. West Virginia has also been flooded.
Mm.
And it's all around my mother, but she's safe. I want to thank you for that.
Yes.
But I also want to pray that you would be with those people as a comforter again.
Yes.
For the people who've lost family.
Yes. Yes.
Point us to the one that we can help. And Lord, I thank you for giving us that opportunity.
Yes. Hear our prayers, O God.
So that we can see where we might.
Yes. Lord, we do lift up those who are really struggling, whether it be due to natural disaster or man-made war. There are people who are truly suffering around the world. We pray, God. We cry out to you, O God, that you would alleviate their sufferings, that you would bring an end to war and conflict in Ukraine and in other parts of the world, and as has been beautifully prayed here this morning, that you would be a source of comfort to those who are hurting and struggling and grieving here in the United States due to natural disasters. Lord, hear our prayers and bring relief and comfort to those who are suffering. There was another mass shooting early this morning in Orlando. Would somebody pray against the unnecessary, needless violence across our country and around the world? Would somebody pray toward that end? Yes.
Make people think that all you have to do is be bold, go out, kill a bunch of others. Lord, restrain that in spirit. Do not let it continue in our land.
Yes.
We ask that you give people sanity when they have faith in God.
Yes.
Let them seek help from the people around them, that they will listen.
Yes.
And not think of any the life of others and themselves to change.
Yes.
Change begins within them.
Yes. Yes. Lord, as we read earlier in the Psalms, may we pursue peace. Lord, we pray for peace across our land. That conflict would never end in violence or unnecessary death or injury. Lord, for those who are intent on doing evil, would you thwart their plans? Would you, as you taught us to pray, and we will pray shortly together in the Lord's Prayer, would you deliver us from evil? But we pray, Lord, for peace across our land, for innocent people who suffer because of the anger or the evil that are in the hearts of other people. We pray for those who were affected by this shooting overnight and ask that you would bring comfort and relief. But Lord, we do pray for peace in our land and in the hearts of all people. Earlier in our worship service, we sang that song, Walk With Me, Jesus. We know there are a lot of people that in our lives and in our community who are not walking with Jesus. They don't know what it means to have a relationship with God. And so would somebody pray for people that we know who are not walking with the Lord to begin walking with the Lord? Would somebody pray for that end?
Lord, I desperately need to pray for people in my neighborhood, this neighborhood, people I deal with, Lord. That
yes.
You,
yes.
In Jesus' name, you're able to bring that lost sheep.
Yes.
You lead the hundred.
Yes.
Or the one.
Mm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Someone else. Someone else pray for maybe a prodigal that you know who's running from God, or someone in you that you know who desperately needs to find salvation and hope in the Lord. Would someone else pray toward that end? Amen. Amen. Praise God, yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. There are many who are hurting, who need a physical touch, who need healing. I think of Gus, who's in the hospital recovering. There are others who need God's divine touch upon their life. Would somebody pray for God's divine healing to touch the lives of those who are physically hurting? Would someone pray toward that end?
Father God, you know there are many in this congregation who are struggling physically.
Yes.
I pray that you give God that you will heal them.
Yes.
That you will work in them. I pray that you give Scarlett.
Yes.
That you will help. I pray that you give Crystal that they're able to help her with her.
Yes. 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 Amen. Yes, yes. That's right. Amen. Lord, one of the reasons I love reading the Gospels is I read of Jesus who went around doing good and healing those who were sick. The Gospels tell us on more than one occasion that Jesus went around healing every sickness and disease among the people. We serve a God who can repair us and fix us and heal us. And it doesn't happen all the time, but all the time we pray that you would intervene. And I pray, God, that you would touch those right now who just need a physical, supernatural touch from you. When the doctors and the surgeons and the specialists have come to their wits' end, you have not. And so, God, I pray that you would be our great physician and our healer so that you might get all the praise and all the glory. Amen. Now let's focus on the three C's that kind of help guide me in prayer. So the first C is we pray for our country. Our country desperately needs God. And then we pray for our community. Our community needs God. And then we bring it down a notch and we pray for our church. And then we bring it down and then we pray for our concerns, the concerns in our heart. So would someone pray for our country? We live in a great land, but our country needs God and needs God's direction. Would someone pray for the United States?
Father, I thank you for your hand of protection on this country.
Yes.
I thank you for your guidance.
Yes.
Working on the hearts and the souls and the minds of our leaders.
Yes.
Even if they aren't doing the things they should do, or even being a Christian, you can still work on
yes.
them, Father.
Yes, that's right.
And you can work on the people that work with these people and give them good guidance,
yes.
good advice. I thank you for everybody concerned running this country has a conscience and a heart so they can make this place great.
Yes,
Christ,
yes.
We pray.
Amen. Now, would someone pray for our community, for Lane County, for Springfield, for Eugene? We live in a great community, but we have our fair share of issues, and there are a lot of people who are hurting. Would someone pray for our community? Right.
Who do know you warmly, who've known you for years, and yet somehow are no longer living for you in a way that you can recognize?
Yes.
Lord, Eugene is the reason I came up here 22 years ago. I loved it in the 70s and 80s. When I came back here, this is a completely different place. And I just asked, Lord, that from the mayor,
yes.
Council, all the way down to the lowest and smallest little child.
Yes.
That you would begin to clear out the cobwebs.
Yes.
Who are leaders. I pray for wisdom for them. And wisdom for us to know what to do.
Yes.
When we see things that are going wrong or weird.
Yes.
That our job is to take care of the earth.
Yes.
They're not rulers. We shouldn't have fires. We shouldn't have any of the things that are going on, Lord. I put those things in your hands.
Yes, yes. Hear our prayers, Lord.
I have no power when it comes to being able to stop those things. The only power I have is the only one I use. And that is, I'm asking you, take the state of Oregon, Washington, the entire region here.
Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord.
That is a weird place too, Father, and I just...
Amen. Hear our prayers, Lord.
Your touch
yes.
will begin
here yes.
in the west. And
yes.
Eastward.
Yes.
I just thank you for what you've given us
here. Amen.
Help us to appreciate.
Yes. Amen. Would someone now pray for our church? We've got a great church. A lot of people are gone. They're traveling for the summer. But would someone pray for our church that God would continue to bless us and use us to be a blessing in this community? Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. And in just a few moments of silence, you pray to the Lord about any concerns in your heart. So we'll pray in silence for just a few moments, and then I'll have you stand and we'll close by saying the Lord's Prayer together. But just in your own spirit, any concerns that you have, lift to the Lord right now. Would you stand with me and let's say the Lord's Prayer together? Peter, I think if he were with us today, would be proud of us. He told God's people to pray, and that's what we've done, right? And we're going to continue to be a people of prayer. But let's conclude our time together by reciting together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God, because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.